From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has told his Russian counterpart that Washington is preparing to take steps to suspend bilateral engagement with Moscow on Syria unless the violence in Aleppo is ended and a ceasefire restored. Kerry spoke Wednesday with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
We're perfectly willing and able to move forward on those kinds of steps, steps that would end up in the suspension of U.S.-Russia bilateral engagement on Syria, unless we see some significant steps taken by Russia in the very near future to show that they mean what they say when they say they support a cessation of hostilities and a resumption of political talks.
Russia Wednesday said it was prepared to work with the U.S. on Syria and would send experts to Geneva for talks on normalizing the situation. A U.S.-Russian ceasefire collapsed about a week after it was announced September 9. Meanwhile, U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has condemned airstrikes Wednesday on the two largest hospitals in the rebel-held district of Aleppo.
This morning, we awoke to reports of strikes on two more hospitals in Aleppo. Let us be clear. Those using ever more destructive weapons know exactly what they are doing. They know they are committing war crimes.
The president of the International Committee of the Red Cross said patients were killed in the attacks, medical staff wounded, and those hurt in the assault by pro-government forces on the rebel sector of Aleppo have little help of getting life-saving medical care. The U.S. said it carried out a self-defense airstrike on al-Shabaab fighters in Somalia, killing at least 9 militants. But Somali officials say the U.S. strike on the central town of Galkayo killed 22 soldiers and wounded 16. A Pentagon spokesman said U.S. officials are looking into the reports to determine if they are credible. This is VOA News. International investigators say Malaysian airliner MH17 that crashed over eastern Ukraine July 2014 was downed by a Russian-made surface-to-air missile transported into the country from Russia and fired near a village held by pro-Russian separatists. Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova Wednesday called the Dutch-led investigation biased and politically motivated. She said Moscow offered to assist in the probe, but was removed from full participation. Foreign policy analyst Professor Jonathan Edelman of the University of Denver said the finding underscores President Vladimir Putin's policy as he drives to expand into territory once controlled by the Soviet Empire.
From the Russian point of view, the Americans are weak, the Europeans are weaker, and this is a chance for him, as he already did in Georgia, in Abkhazia, and southern Ossetia, and as he did off the coast in Crimea, to regain some of that territory that was lost in 1991.
All 298 passengers aboard the plane died after it broke apart in midair, traveling from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. More than 600 more U.S. troops are being sent to Iraq to help Iraqi and Kurdish forces as they prepare for the final push to retake the key city of Mosul from Islamic State. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter made the announcement Wednesday.
At the recommendation of myself and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, President Obama approved and Prime Minister Abadi has approved that the United States increase its contingent of forces there by approximately 600 to further enable Iraqi security forces engaged in the campaign to defeat ISIL.
The additional troops will bring the total number of U.S. forces authorized to fight IS in Iraq to more than 5,200. The U.S. Congress voted to override President Obama's veto of a bill allowing lawsuits against Saudi Arabia for the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. It was the first time an Obama veto had been overturned. Senator Charles Schumer is a fellow Democrat from New York.
Do we really want it established inflexibly in precedent that foreign countries directly responsible for financing terrorist acts on U.S. soil are beyond the reach of justice? I don't think so.
Until now, efforts by families of the victims to seek compensation have been stymied by Saudi Arabia's legal immunity. A North Korean soldier defected to South Korea Thursday by crossing one of the world's most heavily fortified borders. Most defectors leave through China. It's rare for a North Korean to cross the demilitarized zone. Stocks surged and crude oil prices soared Wednesday after members of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, meeting in Algiers, agreed to cut production. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.